More of these stories at townhall.com.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com, goodclearwater.com.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am glad to be here today, and Roger, glad to have you as well.
Thanks for having me. You know, we talked about you this morning on Ed Dean's show. So, you know, everyone listening this morning is probably tuning in right now.
Again, I hope so.
That's in addition to those who already tune in every Wednesday at 2 to hear your great program.
I love his show. I was up bright and early listening to it.
Well, thank you.
And yeah, and I even posted on my Facebook page to make sure you listen to him. He's better. He's great to start the day with because you get he gets the heart pumping.
Exactly.
It's better than a cup of coffee.
That's what he was saying. He quoted you this morning.
So. Yeah. It's awesome. Well, I thought that was a good slogan for him.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yes. And I'm a little bit under the weather today. So if I sound like I have a frog in my throat, I do.
Okay.
So I posted on Facebook that I was going to sound like Janis Joplin, probably, with a raspy voice. Probably in about 20 minutes, I'll probably really sound like her. But I noticed you guys put a cough button in for me.
Yeah, that's actually been there a while. You're just noticing it. So
I was so happy when I saw that. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
but what's
interesting, it only turns off your mic, the other one, so it sounds like you're coughing in the distance.
Oh, okay. So. Great, we need everybody to push it.
It's okay.
So, but I am glad to be here. We had a fantastic week, of course, in real estate. My office is on fire. I mean, Lord, I am so grateful. Our boards are packed. We are busy with buyers and sellers. And so the market right now is hot.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. You know, people,
I'm grateful.
Fulfilling that American dream, purchasing a home, maybe in some cases for the first time. In other cases, maybe they're moving to the area for the first time, or maybe even relocating and finding another house, maybe upgrading or even downsizing.
Yes.
All that happens.
And because I'm a little bit under the weather, I have my good friend, Wally Conway, here to help me out.
I would never wish that you didn't feel well, but the instant you shared with me you didn't feel well, I couldn't wait to come and be with you and support you.
I know,
so thank
you. You jumped right on it, and I appreciate that. I really do.
Now, me and Training Wheels here, we got you covered.
Well, Wally's a great guy. I always love having him on the program.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've got a full house today. We're going to have Betty Layton here. My top producer, Betty Layton, and a lot of people may not know, but she does flip properties, and she only does a couple a year. You know, it's her main thing is selling real estate. It's her passion, but she's going to tell us how that's done and how it works for her and her husband, Lon. They're good people. She's got a very nice family.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole flipping of the houses, cable television has made that so exciting
They do, and it's not that exciting.
Well, there are people who've talked to me, and they've wanted to get into it because it makes it look like you can help someone get into a real nice house, take something that was relatively all things equal not as nice, maybe even a dump in some cases, turn it around, fix it up, and then leave with a big wad of money, and everybody's happy at the end.
Well, let me ask a question, if I may, Roger.
Okay.
Yes, that flipping that we see on TV looks exciting.
Yes.
Let me ask you this: if we watch the Winter Olympics. Ski jumping. Does that look exciting?
It does look exciting.
Do you believe that you could do that first day out of the shoot without adult supervision?
I do not believe that I can do that ever.
Well, let me share with you. Flipping is the same thing. I have got to share with you. Flipping
is a
boogaboo in my life. Everyone who watches anything on DIY Network, HGTV, they're like, flipping, that's cool.
Right.
I can do that. Well, the point of fact, there's an art and a skill set to that. And from the home inspection perspective, we know immediately when we go into a flip that's been done by amateurs.
Okay.
Meaning they didn't have a professional realtor with them to help them select the home.
Okay.
They didn't have it inspected. They're not hiring licensed contractors. And essentially, it's the house from hell.
Hmm.
And
sometimes it is.
Absolutely. And it becomes an albatross all too often around everyone's neck. Most importantly, that flipped failure.
Mm.
When you go home, try this, Roger. Go home and tell your wife you're going to become a flipper and how much money you're going to make. You'll be all excited. Then get 6 months into it.
Mm-hmm.
The renovation's not done.
Could you have me on speaker where you budget, tell your wife that?
The budget has been consumed and there's no buyers anywhere in sight.
Wow.
That is a terrible conversation to have at home.
Especially if you're not paying for it up front and you're doing a hard money loan,
right.
Because all of a sudden that interest every month is now accumulating and the stress is becoming heavy.
Done well, it's a fast path to wealth.
Right.
But done poorly, fast path to poverty.
But even the professionals sometimes run into major issues. I was looking upline.
Yes.
There was a guy who has one of the cable TV shows. I won't mention his name. Was into house flipping and is known around the world for doing it, is on one of the cable shows, ended up having a disaster situation and got sued for tens of thousands of dollars and lost the case.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. If you've done several
Tell
hundred
us his
flips.
Name. I only have four listeners and one's my mom.
Ricardo Montalbano.
People will probably
Montoya.
Google their name.
From Texas.
Yeah.
They live in Texas.
No, yes. A guy that's doing hundreds and hundreds of flips and made hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Right.
If you have an oops or one goes south,
right.
You can recover from that.
Exactly.
You pay
true.
The debt, you take care of the customer.
That's going to happen.
And you move on again. When that first flip is the failure, it's devastating.
Right.
And we work with many investors and some of them are nightmares and we of course get rid of them, but we want them to have top quality work because our name is sitting out in front of their house. As I say, my pretty face is out front, so it better look good on the inside and be of top quality work, and sometimes it's not that way, and then we get the inspection and it's like, oh my God, this is a nightmare.
I had a very, very, very successful real estate investor tell me a long time ago, real estate investors don't swing hammers, they write checks.
Okay.
So when you believe that your path to good fortune is you're going to buy this house, you're going to fix it up, you're going to do all the work yourself, that becomes the part-time job from hell.
Mm.
And when you look at your hourly rate, you might be doing $2 an hour.
Right.
Real estate investors write checks. They write checks to real estate agents to help them find homes. They write checks to inspectors. They write checks to repair people, and then they get the big check back, having done it correctly.
And that could be the deception of coming into some money, especially quickly. People often think just because they have the money, anybody can do this. And they're dumping money and can end up losing a lot of money. And that's not just for flipping houses, but in any endeavor.
True.
You come into a lot of money. Okay, guess what? I've always wanted to be a fill-in-the-blank, and you've got the resources financially to do it, but you don't know how to. And you think just because somebody else makes it look easy, it's easy, and it's not necessarily the case.
No, and then they take this seminar that they paid $20,000. They paid somebody $20,000 to, join a club, I suppose. And all of a sudden now they're experts in flipping property.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy. It is not easy.
Good when it's good. It's real bad when it's bad.
Yeah, it could be life-alteringly bad.
I would encourage people to do it. Look into it. Learn about it.
Right.
And surround yourself with a professional team to give you a high probability of success.
Yes.
Right.
I'll tell you who I absolutely love. Now, we deal with a lot of very good investors. One in particular that I absolutely love his work. I would have him build me a house over and over and over again is Home Point. Home Point is incredible. The work he does is great. And we're going to be putting one of his homes on the market here soon. Hopefully in the next 10 days, it's going to be $1 million and it's worth a lot more than that. And it's going to be down at Jacksonville Beach. It's on 4th Avenue North. You can't miss it. It's got a mural in front of it by a local artist. And it is a very unique, beautiful home. And it's got a back house. And I am so excited to list that. Sean Fleming will be listing that. And I'll be helping him along with that. And so we're excited to work with Home Point.
Okay, we're up on a break right now. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, why do Beach's property cost so much? I'm sure there's a good reason.
And you're listening to WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709. Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Brad Oswald with Prime Lending. At Prime Lending, we are focused on fostering a new perspective on the home buying process by adopting a serve-first mentality. Our mission is to serve and provide financial empowerment to our local community. We pride ourselves in providing tailored, personalized service to our home buyers. At Prime Lending, our focus is your focus. Call today at 904-404-8029. That's 904-404-8029.
Brad Oswald, mortgage loan originator, NMLS ID 940847. All loans subject to credit approval. 2018 Prime Lending, NMLS 13649, equal housing lender. Prime Lending is a wholly owned subsidiary of Plains Capital Bank.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the
days go. I ask myself that every day. How did I get here? This is great. I love my job.
Yeah.
We're back.
We are back
on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We have Wally Conway in the house. We have Roger, of course, and we have Kyrie White.
Hello, everybody.
Glad to have you,
Glad to
Kyrie.
Be back.
Now, before the break, I kind of, you know, we talked about a listing you have coming up at the beaches. And, you know, I've always been so curious. I know that beach property costs more, but why so much more here in the area do you see beaches property two to three times as much as anywhere else in town in some cases?
I'll ask you a question that'll answer your question.
Okay.
What percentage of residential real estate in the Jacksonville metro area is waterfront? Take a swag.
Yeah, just a guess, I would say 5 to 7%.
0.27%.
Really?
Yep. The highest metro area in the entire country is Miami, 5.24%. All those canals.
Unless you start digging a hole.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
Because we are on water.
It is that. And Jacksonville, the Metropolitan Service Area of Jacksonville, has the greatest differential between non-waterfront and waterfront property.
Now, what's the definition of waterfront? Does that mean just the ocean or the intracoastal or the St. John's River?
Well, it's a national definition.
Okay.
Lake, river, ocean.
Okay.
You know, a retention pond off of Kernan doesn't count.
Okay.
But other than that,
okay,
that's what it is. So the median sales price for an upland home in Jacksonville compared to the median price of waterfront, the difference is 74%, which is the highest differential anywhere in the country.
Interesting.
So when it comes to the beaches in Jacksonville, location, 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 right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I was going to tell you, it comes down to three words, location, okay, location, location.
Right.
And we have a caller on the line. Nathan. Nathan, are you still with us?
Here.
Hey, Nathan, let me do a little intro for you here, Nathan. You ready for this? We
Absolutely.
Have with us, this is really rare, this is Nathan Thornberry out of Indiana. He is the president of Residential Warranty Services, who you use very regular, we use very regular.
Of course.
Kyrie uses very regular. Nathan, I wanted to, I was chatting with Kyrie before we started on the show. He's doing something really pretty cool. He just listed a property, and how he got that listing appointment, he offered home inspection, a pre-listing inspection from Home Pro Inspections, and bundled that with the 18-month warranty from Residential Warranty Services. What have you seen across the country as far as agents and sellers working together to get properties on the market and sold faster for top dollar using that blended approach?
Well, we're seeing, very luckily for you guys in the room, very few agents doing it, so it's a very much a distinguishing factor in the marketplace. You know, we have some markets where maybe 2% of homes are having that pre-listing and warranty offer on the front end. In some markets, you know, it's like Jacksonville waterfront property. It's like 0.27, which, by the way, I'm going to go out and buy all of it after hearing that last segment. sounds like a pretty good property. But it's so unique that, you know, when the buyer is going through the process of, okay, here's all the houses that I'm looking at today, they usually find five or six or seven that are okay for them. They're going to go and take a look at. They meet all their requirements. They have the right number of bedrooms and, you know, and the whirlpool tub that they'll never use and all that. But then, you know, here's the distinguishing factor. Here's the thing that makes that house just a little bit better. And I might add to that, you know, some of these warranties being put on the listing side are structural warranties. You know, there are now structural warranties for existing homes, and that changes things completely, because now, you know, it's no longer a, do I buy a new house because it's going to be so much less trouble? No, I can buy a used house as well.
That's excellent. You know, I'm happy that you brought that up. I was sharing that with Anita early. The idea of a structural warranty on an existing home has been unheard of. And for so many real estate agents, whether it's Anita or Kyrie or other people in their office, very often that buyer is conflicted. They want the protection, perceived or peace of mind, of a brand new home that's got that builder structural warranty on it. And sometimes when they've been comparing that brand new home to a used home, that not having that structural warranty is just enough for them to sway toward the new home, so your listing doesn't get sold. How is it that you came to be able to offer across the country that next structural warranty to cause existing homes to be competitive with new homes? How did you do that? Where did that come from?
Well, we saw the need, and particularly after the 08-09 bubble crash, we had a vacuum of financing. We had a bunch of builders and developers go out of business, and there was a number of communities that were halfway through the construction. You know, they had the foundation, they had the framing, and then a secondary builder or developer came in, finished the thing out, and went to go sell it. And when they went to go sell it, they could not sell it with a new construction warranty, because these new construction warranties generally require that the same builder be involved from start to finish. So we started getting phone calls from agents that were, you know, were listing these whole communities and repping these communities. And they said, we need a solution, because everybody walking in the door, you know, they see a new house, they smell a new house. They have one thing missing. What can we do? And we hired an inspector like Wally here in Indiana, the first place we ever did these structural warranties about, oh gosh, almost a decade ago now, and said, as long as it gets inspected by a qualified inspector, we'll put a structural warranty on anything. We don't care if it's, you know, 1 month old or 10 years old, and here's the rate. And we started doing that here, and then over the next, well, I guess 8 years now, we went to all the different states, particularly states like Florida, where we're regulated by the Department of Insurance, gave them a new form. They'd never seen anything like it. We kind of had to write our own way into compliance, and, you know, they examined it, made sure it was all good, and we hit the market with it.
Let me ask a question, Nathan. And oh, by the way, say hi to Betty Layton. She's Anita Hiles' top producer, just rolled into the room here with us. Anita Hiles at Realty Executive took a tremendous leap of faith that when we first launched this program with the pre-listing and the warranty, she was really the first person in the region to raise her hand and say, you know what, I'm going to bring that into my company. I'm going to do that with and for my agents. And how they do that's pretty special and internal to them. But let me ask you, as you look across the country, you're in all 50 states dealing with, you know, 150,000 transactions a year. How many companies do you see? How strange is Anita having done this? Is she as strange as Waterfront Property? Very few people have the courage and the tenacity to do this. I'm just curious what you see around the country.
Well, you've heard the 80-20 rule. I don't believe in the 80-20 rule. It's more like the 98-2 rule, and Anita would be in the two.
A two? Gosh, if we had 2% of the market.
I thought I was at least an eight. Lord.
No, this was a good two. This was the second percentile.
Oh, okay.
I had that problem when I took the SATs also. They said you're in the second percentile. I thought, dude, I studied all night. How'd this go wrong? It's a crazy thing. So, Kyrie, you were the bold guy who jumped right out there. You took this program. You went knee to knee with a homeowner.
Absolutely.
What special challenges have you had as an agent going into a person's home, advocating the pre-listing home inspection from a home pro, advocating the 18-month warranty? What special challenges have you had? We're going to go right to the horse's mouth and see how we can make it easier for people to get their home sold.
Me personally, not much of a challenge.
The numbers are there. It's
a slam dunk. A great company such as Home Pro, as soon as you say 18-month inspection to a buyer, actually had a buyer that we did the package with, made perfect sense for them. You spend a little bit extra, but you're getting so much more. My question for you, Nathan, you're a master marketer. What can the agents such as myself, such as Betty, anyone looking to get that leg up, especially in some of these other segments, what can one do to dominate and present those offers?
Dominate to sellers or to buyers? I mean, what's the target audience here?
Let's say with the seller.
Okay. Well, I think the first thing that I would say is when you go in, you need to know more than the next guy, because if a seller is going to list their house, they either have called you because you were a direct referral from someone and you're the only one they're going to talk to, and that's a great one. You know, that probably happens for you guys pretty often. But then there's the other ones where, you know, they're interviewing and they have two or three people coming in. If you go in with the same CMA that pumps out of the same MLS, and, you know, now we're talking on the radio in code.
So. Yeah, exactly. But, define MLS. We know most know what it is, but MLS and CMA, what are those?
You have a comparative market analysis and a multiple listing system. And, you know, there's a few of them out there by different names, but they all do the same thing, basically. Our database, our local database of properties that are for sale and okay. sold and that failed to sell. And, you know, if you go in with the same package there, along with, you know, the same listing agent or listing agreement, rather, ready to sign at, you know, roughly the same commission rate, you know, there's not a huge deviation in the market. That's going to go only as well as a coin toss, unless you're either really slick.
Okay.
Well, it's good to know that the key to getting ahead in real estate is having a great package.
You rock, Nathan.
I hear music on my side for whatever reason.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We love our music. You go, buddy. Thanks.
We are up against a break right now, and we'll be back with more Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles coming up.
Yes, and thank you for listening to WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is reacting to the release of a recording with his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, in which they discussed a possible payment to a woman who claimed she had had a relationship with then-businessman Donald Trump. The conversation was about 2 months before the presidential election back in 2016. White Helmets volunteers trapped in southern Syria after the government seized areas they operated in say they live in constant fear now, being caught up in the dragnet of the government. It considers them its staunchest enemy, and they are desperately seeking a way out. The Syrian government has recently been making some headway against former ISIS and rebel-held territory. The Republican candidate Brian Kemp is crediting the White House's endorsement for helping to seal his victory in the GOP runoff for Georgia governor. The Georgia Secretary of State Kemp portrayed the race against Democrats in November as a battle with the radical left. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Are your energy bills increasing? Do some of the rooms in your home seem too warm or too cold? Does your house seem to be humid? These are just three of the questions that help our customers decide if they should repair or replace their air conditioning system. Just log on to SnyderAC.com and take a short quiz. As Jacksonville's leading residential air conditioning company, Snyder wants to help you make the right decision. Repair or replace? It's a question that Snyderman receives every day. Many times your existing air conditioning can run more efficiently with proper maintenance. Then there are times when it becomes more cost-effective by upgrading to a brand new energy-efficient air conditioning system. So take the quiz by going on SnyderAC.com and answer the five simple questions. Repair or replace? The answer is yours to make. With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's SnyderAC.com. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
For Republicans, there's a clear difference. Conservative Frank White or liberal judge Ashley Moody. Moody used to be a Democrat and still acts like one today. Ashley Moody personally donated money to pro-abortion liberals. Then Moody worked for pro-abortion liberals who tried to create a state income tax in Florida. Now Moody is being funded by the same liberal donors who gave money to Clinton and Obama. Ashley Moody even personally sued President Trump for fraud, helping liberals. Ashley Moody is not conservative. She's a liberal trying to fool all of us. But Frank White has the proven conservative record we can trust. Frank White stood with President Trump to outlaw sanctuary cities in Florida. Frank White is 100% pro-life, and Frank White has the highest A-plus rating from the NRA. Frank White is the tough, effective conservative we can trust.
Sponsored by United Conservatives.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate. We're all dancing in here.
I'm watching you guys. I've got no rhythm, so, you know.
Kyrie, what do you got for us? You got some numbers for us about what's going on here in Jacksonville?
All right, I'm
going
to try and make the what could be the most boring part of the show very dynamic and interesting.
Great delivery.
Stats. I get it, though. It's stats, but... these are important stats when it comes to real estate.
This segment sponsored by Red Bull. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you got for us?
Let's see. June numbers, according to Northeast Florida Association of Realtors, numbers on days on market, average days on market continues to decline. So last month, 59 days on market. That's just an average. That's a totality. Obviously, we know in our office, we don't, you know, they don't last more than about a week.
That's true.
Our production can tend to drive that number down, but it's the same across the state. About 79 days on market. That's also down from 83 last year. 59 days is down from 66 last year. Month of June, inventory is starting to level off. So we were looking at a very kind of steady decline during the spring. The winter months starting to tick back up. So about 8,923 homes in inventory as of June. Percent of original list price, 96%. So strong offers, full price offers, offers that are going well above asking price.
That's so true, Kyrie, because right now what we're finding, and our buyers definitely know, that if you go... even a little bit below asking price right now, you're not getting the house, period.
That's right. It's all about coaching, setting that expectation. Yeah,
on Port Wine, I had 12 offers and went into multiple offer, went way over the asking price. And, you know, we're under contract. And that was done in less than 3 days. We have Betty's home. As we mentioned earlier, Betty is a flipper.
Yes, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, she does it about twice a year or so. Your main passion is selling real estate, but this keeps her husband busy, keeps him out of your way, so to speak.
It does. Kind of keeps him out of my hair.
Yes.
But we try to do one a year, and we've been very successful. And I think the key to flipping is... just whenever a problem comes up is to fix it. You're going to have hidden problems in any foreclosure that you may purchase. And I think the key is just doing it right the first time instead of waiting for repairs or the inspection to come in and you're kind of surprised by it. Mm. But it's fun to flip. I love what we do, the product that we put for seller or buyers coming through the home. And we've been very successful at selling them within a week once we list them.
Well, I think, too, with investors, it's so important to have integrity and to make sure that you do, in fact, do an inspection on the house, that you know what needs to be repaired, and that you guys attack it.
And that's absolutely true. People are going to know who you are when they ask you what you've done, and we've explained to them that we flipped it was a foreclosure, and they have buyers, they come through it, and they get their inspection report, but it is so true about the integrity of the work that you do, because they're going to come back to you. They're going to come back, and whenever you have that home listed, another home listed, they're going to be one of the first ones to bring buyers to you. So it means a lot.
Yeah. And your house, of course, sold, what, in a couple days?
Yeah, so the last one we just did, we have a contract in 2 days. And so, again, we were very pleased. They were just excited excited to see what we did. Well, we try to put in different different features to just kind of get that wow factor, because there's so many things you can do these days. So we either maybe do an accent wall, or we change up the fireplace, or put in a barn door, but we do something to make that home special for these buyers walking in and just, like I said, seeing the expression on their face and asking what these things are. So,
Now, Betty, on the TV shows we see on cable, that's a reference point for a lot of us who don't work in real estate for a living, that they're already furnished. How do you handle it? Do people want to have a furnished home, or do you have, like, furniture you keep in storage and you just move them in to whatever house you're flipping and then put it back out when you're through? How does that work?
Well, you know, this is the first time – I'm glad you asked that question. This is the first time that we actually staged our home. Normally, it would be vacant. And it is sometimes really hard for people to picture how their furniture will fit and what room to use what for. So this time we did have it staged, and it's funny that some people say, well, does the furniture come with it? It's like, no, I'm sorry. it's mine. But there are some people, and if they choose to buy this furniture outside of that purchase of sale, then you know, there's definitely negotiations there if in fact they want to buy the furniture. Okay. But a lot of times we'll put it in storage and wait for the next home.
Okay.
Yes, and a lot of it, too, depends on the price of the home. So like Home Point with Howard and Sean Fleming, they do stage it, and they do a very nice job, top-of-the-line furnishings in their home, and it always sells with the furniture. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants, of course, I want it. I want the house, the back house, and all the furnishings of their homes.
Right.
It's very nice. So, yeah, it just depends. You know, a lot of times on the upper-priced homes, they will go ahead and sell the furnishings with the property, the investors.
Do you find with foreclosed homes there are always lots of problems that need to be taken care of? You'd think maybe because it's a financially distressed situation. What are the most common problems?
I can tell you from the home inspector perspective, the foreclosed home virtually always has more problems than its peer group. One of the issues in the process of losing one's home, which is tragic, no matter what precipitated it, whether it was health or divorce, loss of job, that's a family tragedy. It's a terrible thing. And one of the first things that doesn't get attention is the care and maintenance to the house. And I'll tell you an especially tragic thing, that losing your home to foreclosure is so sad that very often in anger, people do destructive things to the home and sometimes sabotage the home. And from, as a home inspector, we're worried about that. Some of those things are actually physical risks to us as we're crawling through attics. And it's also really a special risk to the investor, as Betty. You don't know what a person's done. You may remember the stories from the 70s and the 80s when the auto workers were upset with the auto manufacturers, and the stories of putting a golf ball in the door of the Eldorado just so it would rattle around and cause aggravation. Sadly, that does occur in houses.
So people deliberately cause damage to the home they know they're getting ready to lose.
Huh? Yes. I've seen them take everything that wasn't bolted down, which is one line of damage, and then do things beyond that were intentionally destructive. Mm. And then the worst is essentially sabotage. Mm. I've seen people clip wires behind outlets and other things that really took an effort to say, if you're taking my home from me, no one can have it. It's sad. It's truly sad.
It is sad. And, you know, we've you know, just an example in one of the homes that we purchased as a foreclosure, and this home was totally dilapidated from the exterior to the roof. We knew everything pretty much had to be repaired or replaced. And when it came to having to replace the AC unit and heat pump, we didn't realize it needed new ductwork. But our AC guy went up there in the attic, and we had squirrels up there and feces. And so we knew we had to replace every bit of that ductwork. Mm. So those are just expenses that you're not ready to, you know, that you're not expecting. You know, just replacing an HVAC, you figure the ductwork would be okay. You know, so little things like that. And maybe when you're tearing walls down because you've got, you know, whether it's mildew or whatever, you're taking some walls down and replacing some drywall, you know, you might see some signs of termites that weren't noted during inspection. Mm. So now you've got to get termite treatment. And so it can really pile up. And so you just have to be diligent at what you do find and be sure you repair it then. Because that would be the time to do it.
Right. I'm still taken aback by the deliberate destruction of a home.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I'm so naive, but the older I get, the more I realize that everybody's not a nice guy, huh?
That's true. They're not.
Desperate people do desperate things. It's just truly sad.
Mm. And we want people to call and ask questions of Betty on her flipping. And we got Kyrie here with some numbers. And we've got Wally Conway here. So give us a call on 222-8255. That's 222-8255. We'd love to answer some of your hard questions for us. And what else you got for me, Roger?
Right. Well, during the summertime, was that you mentioned that, you know, sales are off the charts right now in your office. Is that a time that I would imagine it would be when you do see more activity going on in real estate transactions, because families with children, that's the time that you can transition them more easily out of school and that kind of thing.
This is the time for them to move. But I'll tell you, this has always been my slowest time of year for me.
Slowest?
Yeah. Huh. Because, you know, when school gets out, the parents then have to, you know, they feel like they have to go to Disney World and, you know, go on vacay with the family, of course.
Right.
And then the in-between, they're home. And then right now they're getting settled again to get back into the school mode.
Right.
And so the end of August will be slow because they're going to the school meetings and signing them up for a Little League. And
Fourth of July was on a Wednesday this year. That entire week.
That threw everybody off.
People were distracted from the home buying universe.
Right. And there are always these expenses associated with summer. When you have summer breaks, there's the cost of the family vacation. But also, if you've got kids, you know, you send your kids to school, you know, during the summertime, the schools aren't open. You have to pay for summer camp or something to be done with the kids if they're you know, that young and going on trips. And then you get the back-to-school supplies. When's the busiest time? And does the activity that's going on with real estate transaction, does that in any way affect the price of homes in the area or no?
Good question.
Yeah, I don't think so. I you know, I believe that we're busy all year.
Mm-hmm.
I could say it's different, I think, for different realtors. For me, I tend to be busier during the holiday, and spring seems to be our biggest. I would say spring is our biggest time of year overall.
All right.
And of course, I like to stay busy during the holiday. So.
Okay. Well, great.
I crack the whip.
A brand new house for Christmas. Merry Christmas, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In July.
Give us a call.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Brad Oswald with Prime Lending. At Prime Lending, we are focused on fostering a new perspective on the home buying process by adopting a serve-first mentality. Our mission is to serve and provide financial empowerment to our local community. We pride ourselves in providing tailored, personalized service to our home buyers. At Prime Lending, our focus is your focus. Call today at 904-404-8029. That's 904-404-8029.
Brad Oswald, mortgage loan originator, NMLS ID 940847. All loans subject to credit approval, 2018 Prime Lending, NMLS 13649, equal housing lender. Prime Lending is a wholly owned subsidiary of Plains Capital Bank.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8255. 1-800-926-1111 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Yes, you need to call me Anita Hiles. I would love to get you that white picket fence and the kitty cat in the yard.
Mm.
I love my job. It's so much fun.
Yeah. My daughter recently, she decided she's a big girl now, wanted to rent something and get out of the house and for a while. And
parents always have a tough time with that.
I know, especially
you want them
me.
To stay home until they're in their 60s.
Well, mom didn't, dad did. You know, I
of
figured,
course.
You know, you can move out when you get married. No hurry.
I did move out when I got married.
I'm a very protective dad. But nonetheless, there were extra fees associated with pets. Do pets
yes.
Cause the house to depreciate in value? Or what effect do
yes.
Okay, they do? Okay.
Yes. In fact, I just had a client who did mm-hmm. not want to put an offer on a house
mm-hmm.
or was thinking not to pick that house because they had a dog in it.
Hmm.
Hey, after 35,000 home inspections, I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't smell your own dog.
Yeah.
Very true.
You get nose blind, I believe is the technical term.
Right.
I've been in houses with cats where the litter box was in a closet underneath of the air handler. So that
oh my God.
Each time the air conditioned...
Whose idea was that?
You remember,
I think I just passed out.
Apocalypse Now. Uh-huh. Oh, the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah.
I imagine these people woke up every morning and uh-huh. went, ah, the smell of fresh cat pee in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like victory.
Yeah.
My gracious, it knocked me down at the door.
Yeah.
And the people that live there didn't even notice it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But think about it. People don't notice, like you mentioned, their own pet. Secondly, the pet's a member of the family, and you know, you're not going to talk them out of it, but it does
no.
have an effect on their
real
estate.
Yeah, but it does, you know, and it's amazing because mm-hmm. everybody knows I have Jake
mm-hmm.
and my dog, and... Until
doesn't smell though. What do you mean, Jake?
Yeah, well, I know. Jake is exempt.
I was
sure.
generalizing.
Yeah, nose blind to Jake.
That's of course, I'm kind of OCD with my house, so uh-huh. it gets cleaned weekly,
mm-hmm.
and then some.
And you pay someone to come do it.
I do, yeah. And she is OCD. But anyway, it was when I took a client out this weekend, and she made mention of I'm not sure I want to put an offer in because of the dog, and I thought, wow. I've never had somebody say that to me.
Mm.
That was my first time. But then I think I even mentioned it to Betty. I went in the office and I go, you know, something to think about.
Yeah.
Because I've never had, we've had where, yeah, it smells like dog in the house. And yes, it hampers the sale.
Or even worse, cat.
Yes,
yeah.
Cat. And, but I have never not had somebody go, well, she's got a dog. That means I have to replace the carpeting and the whole place.
No,
and then when I thought about it, it's like, mm-hmm. I guess I would. I know how I am.
Right. Yeah. Especially if you have no pets.
This is my rule.
Yeah.
When I buy a house, I replace the carpet no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. Because I don't know what anybody's done on it.
Exactly.
So that's the first thing that goes for me.
Okay.
But.
Do you go barefoot in hotels?
I don't.
I knew that. Or I sensed that. I didn't know.
I have shoes.
Hit the cough button.
I have shoes for inside my house and I have shoes for outside of my house.
I would imagine smokers create similar problems.
Worse.
Worse.
Oh my God.
Okay.
But you know, we don't find that frequently at all anymore.
Mm.
You know, probably back in the day, people were always smoking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like our parents' parents were probably always smoking in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really see that. But when you do, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And not that we're beating up on smokers, but you know, you're not just costing your health, but you're also devaluing the value of your property.
No,
those are tough conversations for an agent to have.
Mm-hmm. It
That's
is.
Very uncomfortable
yeah.
to share with a person your home smells bad or your furniture is this, that, or the other. Those are uncomfortable conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're conversations that have to be had.
Because
it's so true. If the listing agent doesn't share that with the seller kindly and objectively, and if the buyer of a home, when they go in and whiff it or look at it, they're not sharing that input honestly and objectively with their agent. No one realizes why these things are going on. They're just not selling. They're just not selling. Or they're not selecting. They're not selecting. So if you're a buyer and you flat out know that you don't like dog smell or cat smell or smoke smell, make that clear to your agent so they can pre-sniff those houses for you.
What are yes. some of the things that people can do proactively if they cannot say goodbye to Fluffy and they, you know, are trying to kick the habit but they haven't been successful? Are there things they can do to at least mitigate the problem with the odors of the pets and the cigarettes?
Well, what I would suggest is they have a house cleaner while it's on the market come every week.
Okay.
And you have someone like Cindy Kane who is literally, I think she's OCD, but she will get that house looking spit shined.
Okay.
Just looks fantastic. And correct me if I'm wrong, right? Yeah. Betty, she's crazy.
She knows how to get rid of those odors. She uses some concoction and this, that, and the other. But just to go back on that, 2 years ago, I knocked on a door. It was an expired listing. And that's how I got a lot of my my clients, as I do now. So I knocked on her door and she opened the door and it's like, whoa. You know, I could tell, I could see for one why it did not sell. I mean, the odor from the dog, her dog just hit you in the face. So after a few weeks, you know, she said, yeah, Betty, I'd like you to list my house. So the first thing I had to tell her is her dog smelled. And that this is the reason I asked her what her other agent told her. Her other agents never even said her house
mentioned
smelled.
Anything.
So that was the first problem, you know. So we had Cindy go in, actually, and clean the house, and I would bring air fresheners by each week, and every time we had a showing, she would have advance notice, and she would light some candles. She would put in more air fresheners just to keep it clean and not revert back to what it was. It was a tall task.
Mm-hmm. What about types of flooring? If you're going to have a dog, would it be better to have maybe a wood floor versus carpet, or does that matter?
Anything, hard surface.
Yes, hard surface. Anything other than carpet.
Carpet is falling out of favor rapidly.
Yeah.
You know, the origin of carpet, it was intended for poor people who couldn't afford tapestries. This whole idea of wall-to-wall carpeting, that was in that transition time between nice hardwood floors, say in the 40s into the 50s, and beautiful area rugs. That was expensive to have beautiful hardwood and cover it with beautiful area rugs.
Right.
So somebody, some genius got the idea, we'll just carpet it the whole thing. It was for the poor people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even now it's more expensive to have a, you know, wood floor.
Exactly.
Than it would be. But, you know, if you have a dog, it may be especially your cat.
But, you know, I still like having a carpet in my bedrooms.
Right.
I do. I like having hard surface every place else.
We got wood floors at our place, and it was a major wake-up call for me because my feet started to hurt because I was accustomed to walking on poor people flooring.
Get you some flip-flops.
Yeah, I never did. But yeah, I should have gotten those. But, you know, we had the poor guy flooring the carpeting.
But Roger is poor.
Yeah, but now we've got wood floors.
You've upgraded.
I've gotten accustomed to it, but it was, you know, painful in your feet your feet are sore all the time. But, you know, pay the price.
You want me to rub your feet? Stick your feet up here, big guy. I'll take care of it.
No, it's okay.
I'm not scared.
Keep those puppies down.
Okay.
Very good.
We're just trying to help get some information that people may not know. And this is a very safe place to hear it because you're not embarrassed. You know, no one knows, you know, your situation right now. You're listening to the radio. But if you want to sell your house, talk to Anita, talk to Betty, talk to Kyle, and they can give you all the tips necessary.
Tyrese.
I called you Kyle. I'm sorry.
Kyle.
Tyrese. I'm sorry. And then bring Wally over to do the inspection. I'm so sorry.
I know. Call him Ed.
It's okay, Robbie.
And, you know, hopefully have you in a better situation.
I know. I've got a good team. I'm proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
They've worked very hard. And like I said, talking a little bit about renovating and getting those things, it's so important to find that if you're looking at a home that's been renovated, that you do get it inspected thoroughly. Of course, I love our home pro people.
Thank you.
And because they are very thorough. And just don't take it at face value. You've got to get those homes inspected. I would say, especially if it's done by an investor.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of good ones out there, but there are some that are not. And so you want to make sure that you catch everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Don't think there's anybody better than Wally who's in the room with us right now.
I don't know anybody that's better than Wally, and that's just the God honest truth.
Yeah.
Not just because he's sitting here. I would say that if he wasn't sitting here.
I'll sit quiet. Keep talking.
Whoa. Yes, we love our home pro people. We love Kyrie White and Betty Layton. Thank you guys for joining me today. And I was a little under the weather today, and Wally stepped up to the plate to help me out.
Yeah.
And so did you, Roger.
Well, I wouldn't have known you weren't feeling well, so I'm glad you're doing better.
That's what honey's for.
Okay.
But thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.